Warmest welcome, everyone. We have a new episode of the Business and Dreams podcast. And today I'm so excited and happy to have an amazing guest with us today. So this guest is actually part of our Money Mindset Program, Business and Dreams Academy. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it is, as I said, a Money Mindset Program. And specifically, we help entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs to grow their business by being aware of their mindset and leveling up their mindset so they can take their business to the next level and create their dream life. And this guest, as I mentioned, she is part of it and she has done such an incredible journey and inspired us so much. So we were so happy when she agreed to be part of our podcast. So Martina Bromander, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Vendela, for that amazing introduction. I'm honored to be here and really excited for this podcast and to be able to share a little bit about my experiences and just to talk to you and yeah, see where this takes us.
Yes, exactly. I think that is so exciting. And as we talked about before, we truly want this to be a conversation. So what you said, I'm also excited where this conversation will take us. So let's get started. So maybe if you would like to share a little bit about yourself for the listeners, and I typically say that can be the hardest question to know what to focus on when you present yourself, but I would love if you want to share something about yourself to the listeners.
Absolutely. Yes. Like you said, this is probably one of the hardest questions to answer. But yes, my name is Martina, and I am born in Sweden, but I've lived kind of across the world. I've lived both in Germany and the US, but now I'm back in Sweden. And I last year, so quite recently, started my own company. And in connection with that, it was the most amazing divine timing that I both joined Business and Dreams, and then you opened up the Academy, so I joined that as well. When that presented itself back last summer. And yes, so a little bit about, I guess, what I do in my business. I am a structure nerd, I would tell I'm proud to say. And I really noticed that in a lot of companies that I had worked for, that structure was a huge issue. There's just a lack of structure, an issue in understanding structure. And so what I do, I help companies create structure specifically in their IT landscape because that's where I see a lot of duplication of work, opportunity to save money, and just overall increase efficiency and help people automate or make their lives easier. So that's a little bit about my background, and what I do. And yes, that's how I found my way to this podcast, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for sharing that. And yeah, I'm just so impressed by your journey. And thank you, Ella, congrats again. Not thank you, congrats again for starting your business last year. I mean, I'm so impressed by your journey and that you did it. So yeah, biggest congrats to that and the journey that has been since then. So I'm so
Thank you.
curious to hear. You shared a little bit about that you found Business and Dreams and later on Business and Dreams Academy. So maybe you can share where you were in the process before joining Business and Dreams Academy.
Yeah. So I think I'll tie in a little bit of the Business and Dreams community as well before then, because I as I said, I've lived in different places, and I noticed that in Sweden, I've been here for about 2, almost 3 years, that I didn't really have a good network of, well, both friends, but also just people that inspired me more specifically. I've learned of this concept of expanders, and expanders are supposed to be people that are in a position that you want to be in, or they can even be partial expanders, like they have certain aspects where you're like, this is what I see for my future. And I realized that I didn't have a lot of these expander individuals in my life, especially not females. So that's why I came across, like, I was researching, and then I came across Business and Dreams. And I thought, okay, this is perfect because there's women from, well, all over the world, actually, not just Sweden, but specifically Sweden as well, and in all sorts of position in life, all sorts of industries that were doing amazing things. And it was incredibly inspiring, and especially like that expander mindset that I was hoping to, yeah, get inspired by or expanded by. And then I had, when I joined Business and Dreams Academy, I had left my job, or I was still working at my previous job, but I had put in my notice. And it was the type of timing where I knew I needed to take really big and risky steps, like investing in myself and, yeah, taking a step into the completely unknown, a little bit of that jumping off a cliff, but knowing that you will land softly and bounce into something better. So that's where I was at. And I remember seeing the ad or getting the email for Business and Dreams Academy. And first I was a little hesitant. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm like, if I would be a good candidate for this program. Maybe I'm not far enough along in the process of my business. Maybe they want people that are way more established, or like I had all these questions. But then there was something in me that I was like, no, I'm going to try to apply, and I'm going to see where this goes. And I got right away a reply from you, and we set up the call. And after you and I had like an introduction call to see if this would be a program that aligned with where I was at and my growth and where I saw myself. After that call, I felt so energized, and I was like, yes, there was a reason I applied. There was a reason. I remember I walked around with like just a huge smile on my face. It was the entire week, actually, because I remember exactly where I was. And it was just this, I know, it just felt really meant to be. It was like a very specific timing, because it was a time where I knew, okay, I need to really buckle down and make these really big decisions and take these big steps. And having that support system and that opportunity to do that in part of like a structured class with support from both you and other participants, that was magical, actually. So wow. Yeah, that's how I found everything.
Yes.
Wow. At the time that I did. Yeah.
Oh my God, you mentioned so many exciting topics there. I just wrote down some and I like kind of want to talk about all of them. But first of all, I thought it was so interesting what you said there with, you know, finding these expanders. Where did you like hear that term? Like, I think it's such an interesting term, expanders. Yeah.
So I learned that term from, it's also a podcast, it's a specific person called Lacey Phillips. She has a course and a podcast called To Be Magnetic. And she, I don't know if it's 100% just her concept, but that's how I got introduced to it. But basically, an expander is a person. It can even be like an expander couple, for example. It doesn't have to be just one person, but it's an expander is someone that you can see characteristics of yourself in, or characteristics that you, and more specifically, characteristics that you want, or part of a life that you want. And an expander ideally should be someone that's not too far removed from you. Like, you maybe don't want like a celebrity that you have nothing in common with, that can eventually become your expander. But ideally you have expanders beforehand that are a little more like you. Maybe they have a similar background to you, similar interests, similar career goals or something. And so you show your mind that it's possible for someone like you. So it teaches your mind that if they can do it, I can do it too. So that's, so it like helps your mind, like it says, expand to see what's possible for you.
Wow, this is such a great concept. And I think that everyone listening to this, I think that you should take notes from Martina here and really maybe write down some potential expanders in your lives as well. So I love what you said there, that they shouldn't be too far away. They should be people you can kind of relate to in a way. So maybe not the biggest celebrity right now, even though, as you said, that will become your expander someday as well. But yeah, that is such a great topic, and to really Yeah, look for these expanders. So I love this term. It's really, really good. And then I also want to talk about, you said, I love it that you were in this phase of your business before Business and Dreams Academy, where you knew you had to take some risks to actually get some reward. And that is something we talk about also in the program, that in order to get something in life, you actually have to take some risks. And actually the biggest risk is just not doing anything and just being on the sideline, you know, your whole life. So maybe you can share, like, because there's always a risk when you join a program or any form of like a new, you know, new thing in your life. So how do you view risk, and how was it to join Business Dreams Academy, you know, think about that, a potential risk, as you said?
Yeah, so I'm kind of a planner. I like to plan. I like to know what happens. I like to know, like, look ahead. And when you take risks, it's almost the opposite, because you take a risk and you have maybe a wish or a hope of what you can get to, but you have no guarantee. So I think, like, taking risks is something that I've had to really learn and start to feel comfortable as you can with. And I've made incredible progress with that just maybe the last 2 years or so. But I think what felt crazy at the time, when I took the risk of joining Business and Dreams Academy, was that I had, like I said, put in my notice at my job. I knew I had a month left at that current job, and I, like, the future was kind of course, like, and I already had everything lined up to get all the paperwork and administrative pieces done for my business, to be founded and started. But, like, I didn't have a set plan of how I was going to get clients, or, like, all the different steps that are ahead, which, as I said, I like to have that structure and I like to know what happens ahead. And so all of a sudden I'm faced basically with a decision of, should I invest in myself and should I invest money in this class, even though I don't know 100% where my income is going to come from 2-3 months from now? Like, is that crazy? Can I really sit with that? Should I hold on to money instead and just save and figure it out on my own? So of course all those things run through your head and you're like, oh, is this really, like, and part of it is like, am I deserving of investing in myself in this way? Like, it is a both investment, of course, financially, but also investment time wise and commitment wise. Can I do this? And like I said, like, I think if I had not had a call with you and really understood the support and your mission, it would have been much harder for me to invest in it. But because I had that call with you and I realized, like, I'll have immediate supporters and expanders and people to look up to and understand, like, your journey, that made it so much easier for me to take that risk and, like, take that jump and be like, okay, I'm going to invest this money and time and energy, but I know it's going to be worth it, even though I don't know exactly what the next, like, half year is going to look like. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I think that's what made the risk more comfortable, but of course it's still a risk, and you never know if a risk is going to pay off or not. But at the same time, I would have been, if I had not applied to Business and Dreams Academy and had that talk with you, because we could also have had the talk and realized that, no, this is not a good fit, for example. But then I would have known. And I think if I had never even tried, I would have been so upset afterwards, like, oh, now I see these people in Business and Dreams Academy and I wish I maybe could have been a good fit. Maybe that would have been awesome. And yeah, so I think I would have regretted not taking that risk.
Yeah. I love that. And you also mentioned about that you were a bit hesitant even when you got that email about Business and Dreams Academy that we were opening up, and you thought, like, you know, have I come far enough in my journey? Do I really, I kind of not deserve a place there, but am I the right fit for the program, basically? And I think that is such a good topic, that we shouldn't self-reject. We should always let other people reject us instead of rejecting ourselves. And because that is something we otherwise often do, that we reject ourselves by not taking the chance. And I love that you're like, no, I'm going to have this call and then I'll find out if it's a good fit or not. Because imagine if you didn't have that call. And as you said, you see all these people, you know, growing their companies and be like, maybe I was a fit for the program. I will never know, you know? So it's better to kind of get other people reject you instead, so to speak, because you're either rejecting yourself or you get rejected by other people. And it's much better to let other people reject you if they're going to, because you will, you know, you will get some yes as well along the way.
And you all, like, you made such a good way of having this discovery call to figure out if it was a good match too. And you asked so many questions and made me think in so many ways, like how I see my future and all those things that had I self-rejected from the start, I wouldn't even have thought in those ways or started thinking that big business-wise either. So even the call in and of itself was valuable. So I'm so glad that I took those steps. But absolutely, I was super hesitant in the beginning. Definitely the, oh, I don't know if I'm far enough. Like, is this really something that someone like me should do? All those questions definitely came up. But then I just had to convince myself, like, no, I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, I love that. And this applies to everything, whether that is a job you want to apply for, a competition, or reaching out to a podcast, a newspaper. I think it's so common to have these kind of thoughts. It's very human. And to really, you know, kind of overcome them and take a step back and be like, no, I can apply and they can reject me if they want to, but I'm going to apply.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
I love
exactly.
That mindset. Yeah, so good. And also what you talked about the risk, I want to say again, I think it's so good and I think it's very impressive how you have also kind of transformed your mindset there during the last 2 years, as you said, to become more comfortable with risk. I was wondering, do you have any advice for anyone listening here who is wondering how to be more comfortable with taking risks in life?
Yeah, that's a big question. I think, no, as something that has helped me realize that taking risks is worthwhile, or even if it's incredibly uncomfortable, still wanting to take that step. One is probably when I've looked back, like kind of looking at my own history, the times that I have taken risks, how did it work out? And usually when you do that and reflect, it has worked out well, or you've at least learned something very significant that has pushed you, or maybe just tweaked the path you're on. I think that's part of it. And then something else that I've learned more recently is that when you take risks, you should not be too focused on the result, because if you hold on too like with too much of a grip or too much of a focus on the result, you are less likely to want to take risks, because that result, you've almost idolized it. You've painted it maybe out too ideal, too incredible, too everything, and you can set yourself up for failure just from that, because it's potentially unrealistic. But if you instead say, like, I have a general idea of what I want the result to be, and let's see if taking this risk will get me there, and I'll see how it gets me there along the way, I think that has helped. Like, not being too focused on, and this is exactly how it needs to happen.
Yeah.
But take a risk and be like, I know generally what I want, and I think this taking this risk could get me there. Let's see if it does.
Yeah.
I think that has helped, like, not feel like you put all your eggs in a basket, or, you know, gamble everything on this, but just like, hey, I think this is worth seeing where it goes and taking this risk. You always have to win and lose something, sure. But if I feel like there is a likelihood that I'm going to win more than I'm going to lose, even if it's just in lessons, let's do it.
Yeah. That's really good. And as you said there, you always win lessons at least. So it's really, really good mindset. And also, I love what you said with kind of look for evidence where you have earlier in your life taking some risks and they turn out to be a great one. You know, you got some reward for it, and maybe they tweaked your life in some positive way. So that is really good. I think that is a good advice in general. For example, if you want to be more confident or whatever you want to be more of, or in this case, more of a risk taker, just look for evidence in your life where you have, you know, show those kind of qualities. And just kind of repeat them for yourself, like, yeah, I did do that time, and I am that kind of person. That makes it easier when you actually have evidence in front of you. So I absolutely love your advice there. So good. And also what you said, also I want to stress that I think that taking risks is also a bit associated with being a decision maker, which we talk also about in Business and Dreams Academy. And I think that many people wait for kind of the best circumstances, whether I start a company or whatever in life. But the ability to just decide where you are with whatever you've got right now, as you did with Business and Dreams Academy, I mean, you didn't wait. You took a decision, you know, right there. And I think that is such a powerful quality as well, to be a decision maker.
Absolutely. And I think something along with that is also that you usually wait along until you know everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm the kind of person too, like in jobs or well, especially in jobs, but also other parts in life, like, oh, I'll do that when I have all the knowledge, when I've like read up on all of this, when I've done all the research. But you also know that even if you did all the research, it may not have been the appropriate research. You will need additional research no matter what. So sometimes you also just have to jump and be like, okay, I'm going to learn along the way. And also other people have been able to do it, so I'll be able to do it or get the help to be able to do it. Because sometimes you also have to realize you're just one person and there's other experts out there and you can ask for help and get help. You don't need to know everything in order to start something.
Exactly. So good. I love the expression start before you're ready, because I think that many people have this perception of ready to be, you know, you will never be ready, and that's why you just have to start before feeling ready, and that's where you actually will feel ready eventually. So such a good point there. And I'm so curious to hear, because we started this journey in the end of August and it's now January. We have a few weeks left in this 5 month program. Would you like to share maybe, yeah, about the journey in general, and maybe some highlights perhaps that have happened since we started.
Absolutely. So yeah, this has been an incredible journey. I think it's gone so much deeper than I had envisioned originally. So I feel like I've learned so much about myself. And what I've also thought is pretty fascinating is that the concept that we learn, I have seen them grow and develop and change in other parts of my life as well. So not just within the confines of my business or in that context, but actually in like my personal life and my love life, like in all parts of life, which is pretty amazing. I thought like it just is that whole concept of you learn something and you can apply it in so many other aspects always. And one thing overall from just I guess the class structure, what I really liked is the how you put together such a fascinating group of women that are in completely different parts of, well, Sweden or the world even, and on different parts of their journey in different, completely different industries. But what I think is so cool is the support that we give each other. Like when someone shares a win, everyone celebrates as if it was their own win. And that also like triggers your brain to feel the same happiness as if it was your own win. Like you feel the same excitement. And I think that in and of itself is actually quite beautiful. And knowing that you get to share a win with other people that are going to be excited for you, because you don't always have that support in all parts of your life. Not that people don't always want to support you, but they don't understand like things that I had this client call and I was super nervous about it. And I got this outcome and I'm so excited. You may share that with like a friend and they're like, oh, that's cool. But they don't understand how big of a deal that was for you. And then you share it in this type of group setting and people understand because they've been in a similar situation, like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. That was such a big call for you to have. And that's so great that you got that first, like, yeah, took that first step. So you have like another type of excitement. Because we've also, another thing that I think I've learned in this journey is that you being on a journey of entrepreneurship or owning your own business, you run into a lot of topics that you don't always have people to discuss with, whether it's your dreams, like how big you want to dream, how much money you want to make, problems that you run into. You don't always have a good support net outside of Business and Dreams Academy where you feel comfortable talking about all of these things. And again, I don't think it's because people outside of this group don't support you. I think they absolutely do. But there's been times where I know myself, and I know people have shared this as well, have wanted to share their dreams, like how much they want to make, how many clients they want to have, where they see themselves in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And they're, even someone as supportive as their significant others has just said, oh, I don't see that for you. And how hurtful that can be, because you think, okay, this is the person that is supposed to support me every step along the way. But it doesn't mean that they don't support you as such. It's just like they don't see, their mindset isn't in the same place that yours is. And so you should pick people to share this kind of information or these dreams or these challenges with that are more able to support you in the spot you're in. And I think Business and Dreams Academy has created that environment super successfully, where people have come both with huge smiles and tears sharing things that they weren't able or comfortable sharing with people outside Business and Dreams Academy. And I think that's super powerful if you think about creating a group where that trust exists. So that I've learned as well. And then on a personal level, something that I think has been quite big for me is that I've been very, very comfortable, both, I guess, in my like personal life, but also in jobs, being in the background. I've usually had positions like in operations where I have done, like, made everything work for others so that other people shine. And it's not something that has bothered me, because I can feel a lot of accomplishment and success when I can see other people doing well. And knowing that I helped them to get there, like, that in and of itself has been very gratifying for me. But I realize now with a business, like, I actually have to step out and be visible. And that's been super, super scary for me. Because again, like, whatever social setting, I'm not the kind of person who's going to be like, oh, look at me, I'm the person who has the best story to tell, or the most awesome outfit, or whatever it may be. Like, I usually am the kind of person in the background observing, interacting with people, but like, I'm not someone who naturally loves to be seen. And I think this program has really shown me that I need to step out of that comfort zone and feel comfortable being seen. So I, through this program, have become more active on social media, for example. That's something that I've pushed off and felt so uncomfortable with for years. And also something else along with that is that I noticed that I wasn't even comfortable necessarily with, like, images of myself. Like, I wasn't even comfortable with the idea of putting out images of myself. But then there was this very significant moment during this journey where I took a picture. It was just like a selfie that I was going to send to someone, and to a friend. And then I realized how I started, like, nitpicking that picture. And I was like, oh, I always look so weird in pictures. Like, I've always known that I don't like pictures of myself. And I know that, like, there's always something that bothers me. And suddenly I was like, you know what? No, this is a picture I took right now, and it's not important Like the important part was like the environment I was in actually for this picture. Even it wasn't even like I was not the focus per se. But then I realized, no, I'm just going to take this picture and I'm going to send it, and I'm not going to be nitpicky. And that's how I'm going to start to have to be going forward too. I can't put everything under a magnifying glass to that extent and always criticize something, because I'm not going to go anywhere. Like I'm just going to stand in that same spot nitpicking, magnifying, creating problems. And what good does that do? And I remember, like, I noticed that, and of course I was outside of like the business part, but I just noticed that was like another area where I needed to step out and out of my comfort zone and really be like, okay, it's okay for me to be seen even with my perceived imperfections and nitpicky stuff. And then I had this really amazing moment with you, because we talked about our different wins. And then I had this moment with you where you said, maybe this is also your subconscious like telling you that you need to step out, like it's maybe a few steps ahead of you and you need to catch up. And that was such like an aha moment for me, where I realized, yes, my subconscious may be already pushing or cheering for me. I just haven't gotten there mentally yet. But it was super powerful, because since then, of course, I still take pictures. I'm like, oh, how does my hair look or something. Like, it's not a one day everything changes, but I'm so much more comfortable. And that also helped me be more comfortable, like I said, on social media, where I put out comments and or posts, and then I'm like, you know what, maybe it wasn't perfect, but that's what came to my mind right then, and it was something I wanted to share. And life goes on. So it's not like everything stopped, because that was not the most genius, all-encompassing post of like a lifetime. It's okay.
Exactly. Wow. I mean, I have like biggest smile on my face. Yes. Hearing this and hearing your wins, and there's so much I want to unpack here, but yeah, I just want to connect directly what you said there with, you know, being comfortable in front of the camera. I think that I'm so grateful that you bring this up, because I know that there are so many people perhaps listening right now who kind of maybe want to put themselves out there, want to post on LinkedIn or Instagram, wherever it can be, but they have these sort of limiting beliefs that are holding them back. And maybe they are a bit perfectionist with themselves. And as you said, they found faults in the pictures and perceived imperfections that are truly holding us back. And I thought it was so, so, so powerful when you shared that with me, that you really, you know, felt comfortable. And we made this conclusion that, yes, I mean, you have this goal right now that you want to grow, you want to put yourself out there, etc. So, of course, your subconscious mind is going to kind of align with that goal, because you can't, I mean, it's harder to achieve your goals in this case if you wouldn't be willing to kind of let loose of that and to put yourself out there a bit more and not be, you know, so critical of pictures of yourself, which I think many people are. So, such a powerful insight there. I'm so, so happy and grateful you share it. It's so, so impressive that you got this, that you did this and got this insight. And it was quite quick into the program as well. So I'm very impressed. And I'm also what you said also with having the right network. I mean, the way you support each other in Business and Dreams Academy, it's just so beautiful to see. And it's exactly what you said there. When someone shares a win, it feels like everyone is winning. Everyone is just so happy. And that is also an advice to everyone listening here, that your subconscious brain doesn't know if something is happening to you or another person. So if you're feeling happy for someone else, for their win, your subconscious mind will think that, woo, I'm winning as well. And the same goes if you're saying something negative or mean about someone else, it also affects you. So that's why it's truly a win-win to be supportive and happy for other people, which you truly are in Business and Dreams Academy. So it's so beautiful to see that. So the group dynamic that you've created is just amazing, and that is, you know, up to you, like you did this. That's what I mean. So yeah, thank you for doing that, for creating this group together. So I'm so happy to hear that. Is there anything else that has happened during the way that has kind of surprised you, or anything that you want to share?
Yeah, I think another part that I haven't discussed yet is our smaller mastermind groups. Because I think that is actually another area that I know when we first started and we got these mastermind groups that we were divided into, we were a little hesitant. Like, we first didn't really know, okay, how are we going to make sense of these? Or at least I felt so very strongly, and I heard it from some other people as well. But now that we've gone more in the groove of them and we have a better structure and have gone farther into the program, of course, as well, I think that having that closer connection to this group that we meet with is so powerful. It's one of those parts of the program that also, again, I would never have expected from the start, but now, even more so. Of course, you cheer with everyone, but you get to follow these people in your mastermind group a little more closely because it is a smaller group discussion. So you know exactly where they're at in their business. And like, you talk about, oh, they're wanting to hire someone, and you're with them along the process and like cheering them on and like, is this a good decision? And so you have so much more like direct input. And I thought like that is something that I didn't expect at all as part of the program. And then when it was introduced, I would never have been able to understand the immense value that that has brought. So that's something that like surprised me and came out of nowhere. And now I really truly feel that the members of my mastermind group are my biggest supporters, and I want to know what's going on with them too. Like, I look forward to speaking to them, like, oh, that's awesome. You got this now. Maybe you can do this. Maybe we can do that. And like, you really have these additional brilliant brains thinking along with you, or helping you, or supporting you on such a individual basis. And I think that's really, really powerful as well. So that's something that, again, I feel like it felt like a bonus in the beginning, but it's been like a super valuable bonus, much more valuable than I could have envisioned from the start. But I also think, I just think that, I think I mentioned this a little bit before, but truly working on your subconscious and like goal setting has been super helpful for me, because I realized that, and we did this from the start, which made it almost more scary. But goal setting has always been a little scary to me, because if you set a goal, you can also set yourself up to not hit that goal. So
Exactly.
you also, like we discussed before, it's almost like a self-denial. You don't even give yourself the chance to set a goal, because what if you don't make or hit that goal? But I think what this class has done a really good job of teaching me is that you can set a goal, and your mind will start working towards that goal. And yes, you may not get it within the 5 months of this program, but how powerful your mind is in directing your efforts towards that goal through the goal setting that you're doing, that I think I hadn't realized before. And now I'm not as afraid of setting goals anymore, because I know the incredible steps that your mind and your subconscious still do. And you see it everywhere. Like, I see it everywhere in my life, in all parts of my life. And so I think that has been huge for me to feel comfortable setting goals, small goals, big goals, but especially like our, what we call in the class, unicorn goals, like the goals that seem out of reach, but if we did reach them, wow, that would be mind-blowingly amazing. And I remember when we first needed to set those goals, I was struggling so much. I had such a hard time, because I realized that I kept limiting myself. I kept thinking, oh no, I don't know if I can do that. What if I fail? All of that. Like, I was struggling. I remember I took a full weekend trying to just figure out, and I went on walks, and I like tried really to figure out, okay, what can this goal be for me? But now I'm like, yes, give me more goals. Like, I know I can do this. And also not be super critical and upset at myself if I didn't meet a goal that was potentially out, like currently outside of my reach, but also knowing that I'll get there, but maybe just a little bit later and feel comfortable with that. I think that's super powerful as well, to like just this idea of not limiting yourself and thinking that you're setting yourself up for failure by giving yourself goals that may be too big.
Exactly. I love to hear that, these reflections. And it's so interesting what you said here with goal setting. And I was listening to a podcast recently. It's called the Huberman Lab podcast, one of my favorites, where they talk a little bit about psychology and the brain and everything. And, you know, there are studies which show that if you set a goal that is, you know, bigger than usually set goals, the likelihood that you will reach that goal is actually bigger than if you set a kind of realistic goal. So the interesting part is that many people believe that, okay, if I set a small goal, then it's more probable that I will reach it. But by setting this kind of goal that is stretches yourself a little bit, you will grow so much, and you have to kind of use new mental faculties to reach that goal. So as you said, you kind of see new things all the time, you get ideas, and that's what happens when you set this really exciting goal that we set together. And also, as you said, kind of detach yourself from it, outcome, as you mentioned before, and know that it will happen when it's supposed to happen. So, and also, I mean, just daring to set a goal, that is such a big thing as well. And to kind of be there to dream, that is a comment we got as well in the beginning, that I'm so used to just survive and not thrive in life. So it's really a big shift there. So I'm so grateful you shared some reflections there.
Yeah, just one more thing that came up
please.
With that is that also something that we've learned in this class and that I've utilized a lot that also goes along with the setting goal part, I feel, is that what if everything turns out just as amazing or even more amazing than you've set out your dream life, your dream goal to be?
Because I love we're that. Always that sentence is so good.
because we're always think, oh, we may not make it. Like, what if it turns out the worst way possible? I think we're very much programmed to be like, think of the worst case and like prepare for the worst case. And maybe part of that is survival and all of that. But what if everything turns out super amazing? Like, what if you have that mindset that everything is just going to turn out incredible or even more incredible than you could have imagined because your mind doesn't even know how incredible it can be yet?
Yeah.
So I've started to use that a lot, and that has actually made things that were super challenging or where I know before it would have stressed me out endlessly. It's made it so much easier to just be like, okay, this did not turn out exactly how I wanted it to, but it's okay. Like, I've been able to let go of like worst case scenario and oh my gosh, everything is going like down the drain. Everything is horrible. To okay, this didn't turn out the worst or the best, but I'm gonna keep on going, and I know that it can turn out better. And just like having that mindset shift of not always thinking of the worst has made me feel so much more positive and excited about life in general, actually. Which obviously is a very huge shift. And I've started thinking, and I've tried to like tell other people that too. Like, what if you just think that this is going to be the most amazing journey you've ever been on, or this is going to be the most amazing decision you've ever made? What if that's always the case? That makes you look at life like differently.
Yes. I absolutely love everything you say here. It's so good. I mean, yeah, it's so common to always think about the worst case scenario. And of course, sometimes it can be good to like prepare. Let's say you have a wedding and you think about what if it rains, you know, kind of like that. But I think that we are spending a disproportionate like amount of our time just thinking about the worst case scenario. And we don't give much time to, as you said, what if it turns out way better than I can even imagine right now. And Camilla, she posted on our Instagram, and she has brought us up in our podcast too, about the red car theory. And that is that if someone asks you like, okay, how many red cars did you see today, then most people say like, oh, I don't know, I don't remember, you know. But if you say like, okay, I will give you $100 for each red car you see today, then people will absolutely count the numbers of red cars they see. And I think that's kind of similar as you said there. When you're thinking about the best case scenario, then you have that in mind and you kind of look for opportunities and chances to make that your reality. And if you, on the contrary, are thinking about the worst case scenario, then you will look for signs for that. So when you're visualizing the best case scenario, you're actually increasing the chance of that to happen too, and you get much happier and more confident. So it just wins there.
Exactly,
So good.
absolutely.
Oh my God, I love these topics, by the way. It's my favorite topics to talk about, dreams and goal setting and yeah, everything that we talked about. So, and time is running by so quickly. I could have this conversation forever, truly. I do have a last question, and that is for someone who's thinking about investing in Business and Dreams Academy or any kind of, program for their business and their personal growth. What would you say to them, maybe specific now about Business and Dreams Academy, if you're thinking about that? What would your advice be for anyone considering it?
I think I would have two things. One is that you will never regret investing in yourself. I know that sounds cliche in a way, but you will always carry whatever you learn in anything that any course, anything where you invest in yourself, you will always carry that knowledge with you. So you will always have gained and learned something. And even if you apply it in a different way than you may have originally wanted to or thought, you will always, always win by investing in yourself, truly, even if it feels scary. And then the second part, like I mentioned a little bit before, if you're considering joining Business and Dreams Academy, don't do what I originally did and already self-deny and not give yourself the chance and think, oh, this may not be the right fit for me. Do at least that discovery call, like at least give yourself that chance to see if it's a good fit and see how you feel after that. Instead of already telling yourself, no, maybe I don't know if I'm good enough for this, or I don't know if my business is right for this, or where I'm at in my business, whatever it may be. I think that just giving yourself, like even taking baby steps, just give yourself that chance, like take that risk. It's a risk that you won't regret because you're going to learn from it again, no matter what. Do that and then walk away from it and make a decision after. Don't make a decision before you know anything, really.
That is the best advice, I feel. To make a decision after you have applied for whatever it can be and to see if it could be a match or not. So good. And I love what you said here also, but that you don't regret investing in yourself. And that is something that Camille and I talk about a lot, that the return on investment on an investment in yourself is so high. I mean, it's few things you can get such a high return on investment with as investing in yourself. So I
Absolutely.
fully agree there. So thank you so much for sharing that, Matilda. How would you say that the listeners can connect with you?
I would recommend that they can connect with me over LinkedIn, where I'm trying to be more active, like I said before. I have just like my name on LinkedIn, Martina Romander. You can find me there. And yeah, you can, of course, always DM me, feel free. And I'm also active on other social media like Instagram, but just not as active. So I recommend LinkedIn as the first stop for sure.
Perfect. We will put your LinkedIn in the show notes so everyone can connect with you.
Perfect.
Matilda, thank you so much for this episode. This has been incredible to have this conversation with you. And I know that everyone listening to this, I think you can agree that, yeah, you're such a driven and smart and intelligent person who is also so caring and supportive. So we couldn't be more proud to have you part of Business and Dreams Academy. So thank you for being our
Oh.
guest to this podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I feel again honored to have this opportunity and to be able to talk to you and connect through this Business and Dreams Academy. It's been an incredible journey. So thank you so much.
So happy to hear that. And thank you so much, everyone, listening to this podcast episode. And I will see you in the next one. So thank you, Martina, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye
Thank you.
bye.
Bye.